Hello and welcome to the Temple Carrick News Podcast, and today I'm joined by Killeen and Dylan, and today we're going to be talking about Loch Ness Monster, Bigfoot, and many other mythical creatures that we don't know the existence about.
But first we have to say an honourable mention to our fallen soldier, Diddley, who is nothing in again because of an Irish exam.
He didn't fancy the Irish exam later.
So we're one short today, but...
So to start us off, we'll be talking about the Loch Ness Monster. For those who don't know, the Loch Ness Monster is a creature in Scottish folklore that is said to inhabit the Loch Ness in the Scottish Highlands. It is often described as large and long-necked with one or more humps protruding from the water. So it's a big deal. Like we've all heard about the Loch Ness Monster, but no one really knows about the existence of it.
Exactly.
But there's been many cases of sights. And
there's been claims that people have seen it, but... Every video or thing you look at, it's clearly photoshopped.
Nothing you think? Real, so 100%. So before we start, Manic, are you a believer?
Not at the moment.
Killeen?
Faux show.
You believe in it?
Faux sure, man.
I don't know. It's a big lake, isn't it, Manic?
It is. Yeah. It's 227 meters deep, and it's 36 kilometers in length.
Yeah,
so
that's something.
It's pitch black as well.
It could be hiding in there. You never know. You actually don't know.
There's something in those depths, I'm telling you, man.
There's definitely something. I believe there's something, but a massive creature is a bit difficult to believe in.
Well, there's been 4 sightings this year in 2021 alone. And this 3 of them have been from the same guy. Owen O'Fagan. Yeah. I don't know how to pronounce his name. He's Irish, though. And he said there was a disturbance in the water and a wake is also visible, but a black shape is seen rising up and down as it moves slowly across the screen and disappears into the sea. Or well, not the sea, but he must have described it as that. Yeah. I did not see any boats at the time of the sighting. There seemed to be a lot of action on the water and around the object, even though it moved slowly. So he's describing this big monster type thing swimming around.
So a lot of the sightings are the... photos that people have taken are Photoshop. You might be familiar with the one where there's like a big neck kind of coming out of the water.
Yeah, that's a famous one.
Yeah, that's a famous one. That one's fake. But some of the more real ones are just people taking a photo, and it might just be like a bit of black coming out of the water or a bit of like disturbance. And that's mainly most of the sightings. Now, some people claim that they see a 3-headed creature or whatever.
Yeah.
But those are proven false, so...
A conspiracy theory, though, what do you think about it? Scientists think it could be like a massive eel.
Just a giant eel.
And that's
really?
That's the kind of figure that people are seeing kind of swimming around the place.
Yeah.
Maybe. There's probably some sort of explanation. Like, I don't think all those people are lying, saying they've seen something.
Yeah.
Because there's just way too many cases of sightings and stuff just for that. Like, so it started appearing in the 1930s.
Yeah.
And it's just been, like, extremely popular since then. But the first sighting was 1870s.
Yeah.
Which, like, why would someone lie back then? Exactly. Like, no one knew it was going to blow up to what it was to be.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, nowadays, you could see, okay, maybe if you say a sighting, you might get, like, a news report about yourself or something like that, get your name out there. But 1870s?
No, back then, it just would have been something you would have genuinely seen and a story you would have told.
Like, it's a really big lake, so, like, who knows what is in there at the bottom of that 200 and something meters just swimming around a big dinosaur.
And it's pitch black.
Like, it's pitch black, yeah.
Yeah.
They've tried sonar. They went, I think, 1993 and 2003, they went across with sonar, and they didn't find anything. But still, again, it's very dark. There's tons of caves and... Like, lots of things, lots of nooks and crannies under that lake, so the sonar might have missed it.
A DNA survey of the lake in 2015 revealed that there was no large fish or reptiles. But the professors conducting the survey did find a lot of eels.
So there you go. It could just be a massive eel.
Ooh.
So the researchers conceded that it is possible that Loch Ness is just a giant eel. Like a freak of nature eel.
I mean, if you think about it, all the videos and pictures you see, it's just a black slimy figure. Exactly. You don't actually see the head or anything. You just see kind of the tail. And or
if you
body.
See, if you've ever seen like an eel, like a, I say a mega one, like if it was just poked its head out, you would not, know what you're seeing.
You wouldn't be staying around to find.
Especially if it's Scotland 1870s. I say the lads there were so confused what they seen hanging out, like.
Because do you think about squids are tiny, but there's giant squids.
Yeah.
So you never know. There could be a giant eel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would not be surprised.
No, or there could even be multiple.
Yeah, but the whole, like, whether it's real or fake, the Loch Ness, I just feel like it's just such a big thing that it'll probably stay around forever. Whether it's debunked or just, like, a fact, it's definitely, like, a big, big part of Scottish culture and everything to do with Scotland, I find, 100%. Nowadays.
Yeah, even if you were to find out, say you found out it was a massive eel, mm-hmm. the story would still be told for many more years.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, there's a festival there every year, and it drives in a huge amount of tourism and money for Scotland. Yeah. So
I feel like that's why there would be a big argument for maybe it being fake. 100%. The money it brings in.
Yeah, exactly.
And the tourism. So, final opinion on the Loch Ness, Manic?
I'm going to go with a giant eel.
Giant eel?
Eel.
I don't know, but I'm gonna stay a believer.
Yeah, I like that.
Bigfoot. What's your Manic? We'll go for again.
I'm not 100% sure. You've seen like all the, there's like loads of movies, stories. There's loads about it, but there hasn't really been much evidence to kind of back it up. If you know what I mean.
So you're not a believer?
I don't think so.
Hingo.
Bigfoot, 100% real.
Real. Oh,
100% real.
I'm gonna go for, he's real, but not what we think. So, like,
oh, that's fair, yeah.
Like, I don't think it's just like some big freak. Like, I think it might be like a gorilla or something like that, like a monkey species, just like in forests. So, Bigfoot, also commonly referred to as a Sasquatch, is in Canadian and American folklore. Is an ape-like creature that inhabits the forests in North America, and there's plenty of photos out there of supposed Bigfoots, but like none of them have been said true, whatever.
Yeah, exactly. It's very easy to buy a Bigfoot costume these days.
Exactly. Yeah. And realistically, you could just use a shovel and make a footprint. Put your foot beside it and go, oh, look, I found a footprint.
Yeah, exactly.
But Bigfoot's just another one of these, like the Loch Ness Monster, that there was a sighting and then it just blew up.
Exactly.
Like, absolutely, it's huge. When you hear of mythical creatures, the first thing, Loch Ness, Bigfoot. They're the two biggest, I think, out there. And Bigfoot, which is commonly described as a large, muscular ape, roughly 2 meters to 2.5 meters tall, which is 6 to 9 foot, which is quite big. Yeah. It's described as black or down, black, dark brown, or dark reddish, and has a pungent, foul-smelling odor. And it's human-like, but, like, really hairy, really big.
Yeah, it's almost like a, you know, when it's, like, a not fully evolved human, like, Homo erectus or something like that.
Like, there's just been so many sightings that you have to think maybe there is something out there.
Same with the Loch Ness. There's definitely something.
Yeah.
But because there's not enough evidence to say what it exactly is, you don't, I don't know. I find it difficult to believe it's what people think it is.
Well, look at this. Locals in Johnstown, Pennsylvania were baffled by a 17.75-inch footprint found near a residential home in 1980. Mm. Look at the size of that. And I think that's a cigarette box inside of it.
Yeah.
Like, compared to the footprint.
Yeah.
You wouldn't, in fairness, be making that yourself.
No way.
That's definitely something stood there, yeah.
Another story here is a man got the FBI to test a hair that he claimed was from Bigfoot in the 1970s. And it came back as deer hair.
Oh.
So he says that it's 100% from Bigfoot, but...
Or it came back as a deer.
It came back as deer hair. So maybe it's related to a deer.
You never know.
Could be like a family, like, not like a family, but like relation, kind of distant,
yeah.
Maybe like, I don't know. You just don't know what it is.
Yeah.
So after discussing Bigfoot, what are you thinking?
I'm going to say it's not real.
Not
it's
real?
Just still real for me.
I'm going to say real. Yeah, I am. There's just too many sightings, too famous. Just That's too broad of an area, like that North American forest. Like, they're so big and there's just so much that I think that definitely to say it's completely fake is stupid. So it was nice talking to you lads, and you we'll wrap it up there.
Yep. All right. Take it easy.
See you later. Bye.
Hello and welcome back to the Temple Carrig podcast. Today we have Mr. Wallace with us. We're just going to have a chat about TY and how it's going. Okay, so Mr. Wallace, how do you feel that this year went?
On paper, terrible, because we weren't here for half of it. How did you get? Did you guys, look, it's been a funny year. Have you... Were there some elements to being at home that you liked, or was it generally just...
I hated it, personally. I thought it was terrible.
Yeah, yeah.
I liked when we came back, but online was just tough.
I think, like, last... You guys were, what, third years last March when all that happened? And, like, we even as staff were talking about it. We only had about 6 weeks of online learning last year, because then we kind of stopped for 2 weeks. Then we had 2 weeks before exams. Then you had your exams. Whereas this year, like, it was 10 weeks. And by the end of it, it was painful. And that's the one thing I'd say. Like, before Christmas, we were having lots of fun. We were Hidden Valley. We were up in Kilruddery. We were going for walks. We were doing all the different things. We were fat biking. You know, we were getting out and doing as much as we could. And then literally, it's back to square one, sitting at home. I did a talent show. Online. I was like, this will be the pinnacle of TY, an online talent show. It's going to be live. I'm going to wear a tux. Mr. O'Brien's going to wear a tux. It's just everyone's going to love it. Four entries.
I was one of them.
You were one of them. And three were from one other person. So really only two entries. So you actually won. Well done. Or thank at you. Least came second.
Well done. I wasn't going to lose.
I think that's been the hardest thing this year. Trying to motivate you through remote learning.
Yeah.
Like, I think
it's hard to motivate people online to, like, do stuff.
It's hard to be teachers and be motivated.
Like, it was hard for me to even just, like, get up. I was like, I'll just skip assembly or something like that.
Yeah.
But you're in detention for that. But okay, thanks.
No. I didn't.
It was hard because I was doing the assemblies with Mr. Cox in the morning. Like, I was producing them. And that was good because that did kind of start your day at least. But, like, I had a 4-year-old, now 5, doing primary school stuff, me trying to learn Irish again. I had a 2-year-old who borders on terrorism at times, like, it's crazy. And then you're trying to teach on top of that. And I think we were lucky. Some schools, it was 9-to-5 teaching. You know, you taught everything. There was no in-between. Whereas I think we struck a nice balance, but the cook-alongs were fun. A couple of those elements were fun.
Yeah, I enjoyed them.
The best part of the year has been since we've come back. There's just no doubt. It's such a practical... personal year, you know, you want to be close to each other, you want to be doing things, you want to be bonding, you want to be getting on with each other. So since we've come back, it was literally a case of, right, we're going to spoil you, but there's the flip side to it is, I'm organising this stuff because I want to be outside too.
You know,
I want to be cooking barbecues, I want to be playing music, I want to be walking up the Sugarloaf. I don't want to be in the building as much as I can because, you know, that's what's going to bring the best out of TY and bring the best out of you guys. What have you enjoyed so far since we've come back?
I honestly just enjoyed, like, the routine again and just having, like, things to do. Because that's what I struggled with being, like, at home is, like, I was like, oh, I have to show up to class and you just kind of sit there, like, half asleep being like, I don't... Like, you are there, but you're not there.
Yeah.
The days were so long as well. Like,
they felt so long.
Being in school and being around your friends and just having something to do.
Yeah, I can imagine sitting at home and kind of having one lesson in the morning and one lesson in the afternoon.
Yeah, I would just be sitting at my desk, just, like, staring at, like, a screen, and I just didn't feel like I was learning.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you think, and I'm going to go around the room, I want all of you answering, do you think you're going to be set for fifth year, or do you have worries about that?
I'm quite worried about it. I feel like we are kind of behind, just because, like, we missed the last couple of weeks of third year, which, and, like,
you even didn't have junior,
yeah, that's what I was saying to my mum. Like, we don't know how that whole system works with the, like, actual state exams. Like, we never had that, and even like we had our mocks, but, like, that's still completely different. And then, like, we had the 10 weeks off, and I know, like, everyone that I've talked to just cannot concentrate online. Like, nothing that we learned online, like, nothing stuck with me.
And it definitely didn't. Like, Do you think it felt like normal classes online, or do you think
it's much slower? Not at all.
Like, sometimes you, like, log on for, like, 5 minutes, and you just, like, leave again. Yeah. Be told what work to do.
Yeah.
Mm. Like, I don't feel like I've learned anything this year at all.
That is not true in Central Park Discipline.
It's just Jamie.
What about yourselves? Do you think you'll bounce back? Like, that's a big thing with kids and resilience and everything else. Like, you are young, you can figure it out, or do you think?
I'll try. Like, it's the only way I could describe it is, like, I'm going to do my best.
Yeah.
But it is really, really hard to, like, bounce back from, like, basically, like, a year of not really doing anything. Mm. Like, because
when you've been here, you've been doing stuff, just to clarify.
Oh, yeah, when I've been here, I've been doing so much stuff.
Thank you.
It's just hard, though, to, like, stay motivated. And, like, over the summer, I'm going to try and, like, do, like, grinds and stuff like that to try catch up for fifth year.
My assumption is you'll still be looked after. Like, they're not going to punish you because you've missed time. Yeah. But I think everyone, look, everyone's missed out during COVID and the pandemic. Everyone's missed out on something, social interactions, friends, whatever it might be. Even my son, like, he was starting to talk, and then literally lockdown hits, and he was just like, nah, I couldn't be bothered anymore. it's only now, a year later, that he's starting to kind of pick up his words again and go on. Mm. A GP said it to us. They were like, kids bounce back. You know, and I think it's the same right up to 18-year-olds. Like, we'll all get through it.
Yeah.
Do you think you'll get vaccinated?
I want to.
This isn't a conspiracy. Do you think you'll get vaccinated by, like, September?
I'm supposed to get vaccinated soon because of my job, like, higher risk. They all got vaccinated the week I started working.
Working in a hospital?
In a pharmacy.
Oh, good for you!
Yeah, they all got vaccinated the week I started working, so I never got mine. But
I don't know. Being like that down the line, that's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, it that side of life seems to be ramping up, and that makes things a bit brighter. And, like, we have our festival this week, and there are fancy castles. Uh-huh. But I've had to put you all into pods. There's sanitizing stations. Mm. There's only so much mixing allowed, and all the rest. That side I won't miss. You know, the side where I can just be like, let's just go out and have fun.
It's so annoying. Like, I have to be, like, separated from everybody. It's so annoying. Like, I get it. It's just, like, it's just so annoying that, like, when you see, like, your friends, like, other pods and stuff like that.
I don't mind it, honestly. I like being in the smaller groups. I feel like you actually get to do more. Because if, like, we were all on the bouncy castle one time, everyone would just be pushing each other over.
I've liked that, though, about you. I like, because I've spoken to so many people that I have never... like, spoken to that much at all. Mm. And, like, some of my closest friends are some of the people that I, like, never spoken to before.
Good. Yeah. And that is the point. Too. People always say to us, don't mix classes. Please don't mix classes.
Yeah, but, like,
no, I was so happy. I love my class now.
Good.
Yeah, like, I have, like, a...
I have to go back to that old class.
No, I love... like, Bellevue. Like, I do miss Bellevue, but, like, I love just the change of having T1 for the year.
No, it is nice. And, actually, it's funny, the differences in saying that, like, yeah, smaller groups actually work for some things, and there will be stuff we take from COVID, both in teaching and in how we conduct things around school. Like, you know, people aren't getting colds and flus because we're actually washing our hands for once. So things like that will be better. People aren't coming to school because they're even a little bit sick. That will make things better. And then, yeah, breaking stuff down into small pods and small groups has had positives. But I look forward to the day where we can just all go out and, like, all 800 to 1,000 of us in the future have a sports day. I miss those events, and I am a kid at heart. I'm all about the big events. I'm all about the glamorous music and flags and being ridiculous. So I look forward to those days coming back. And just for the moment, we'll do as much as we can to finish off this year and have fun with it and do everything we can.
Okay.
Well, so that's been really positive chat.
It was definitely, I'd say, one of our best podcasts so far.
Yeah.
Yes.
So thank you for being a part of that.
Oh, you're more than welcome. What a special journey we've been on.
Okay.
Bye.
Well, do our next podcast next week.
Welcome to the Temple Carrick podcast. Today we'll be talking about something in relevance to Temple Carrick, which is the new housing estates that are being put up on the back pitch. What are your feelings on that?
Well, did you guys sign the appeal?
Yeah, I signed the petition.
Yeah, same. Yeah. Like, I think it's kind of bad idea to put that many houses, and not even thinking about like the people who live in it, like they're not going to have anything. And half of those kids that are going to be in those houses are going to be trying to get into Temple Carrick anyway.
Yeah.
So why not give us a pitch? Like, we kind of need it as well.
Yeah, exactly.
Our school's growing and massively.
They agreed to give us a pitch, like, years ago, and now they're just changing it to, like, a tiny pitch. Like,
it's like a grass field. Like, you could go that anywhere.
Yeah.
And I don't think a pitch that belongs to the community, that the community can go on at any point and, like, on a Saturday, you can have any kids from anywhere on that pitch. I don't think a pitch like that is going to last. So it's going
to... It won't.
It's going to be a bit of a kind of two-week kind of hit, and then it's just...
If they keep it closed, maybe. Like I said, it's like a community pitch. A community pitch for, like...
For clubs. And like the rugby club.
Oh, any like, yeah.
Yeah.
On, like, different schools.
Probably
but
Bright Hockey
you
well.
Do know that, like, loads of groups are just going to go there, and it's going to get trashed. There's going to be litter everywhere and all that. And they better put changing rooms in, because then there's no really point of a, like, a pitch, because, like, if we use it during school times, it might be a far walk to get to that pitch, if I'm honest.
Yeah, definitely.
It's probably fine for us, but it's more for, like, the people coming from, like, Arrow or, like...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, like, will it be built by the time we're still in school?
Probably not.
Because they said that they're building an extension on the school. Like, there's an extension going on the school, and we will not be here.
Yeah, I saw on, like, Greystone's Guide or something that apparently our school... is getting, like, loads of new classrooms and stuff.
Yeah, they've been saying that for a while, though. It's about the senior... So, over by the second year door, they're thinking of putting it an extension out and making that a senior, so fifth and sixth year area. So, all their classrooms, everything will be there, and there'll be another canteen. And then this will be the junior part of school, so 4 years in this part.
It's going to be so sectioned off then.
Yeah, I kind of like how we see it.
I kind of like how it's so, like, mixed. And, like, you know, when we didn't have COVID and we had, like, the normal cafeteria and everyone was there. There was so much, like, drama or something going on someday. Yeah. And, like, I haven't eaten from the canteen in this whole year. Because, like, because our break's after everyone else's. So all the stuff's gone anyway.
And, like, I only kind of ate it because, like, it was there.
Yeah, same. I kind of miss it because we all, like, got canteen food. We always used to sit at lunch. There was always, like, different year groups everywhere. Mm-hmm. And it just, it was fun. And, like, when we used to have Busker's Corner.
Yeah.
Loved Busker's Corner so much. It was just so fun.
Bit of a traumatic experience for me.
Oh, didn't you sing? Let's not go there.
At least you had, like, the confidence to do that.
Well, no, you did, but, like, I could never sing. Well, I can't sing anyway.
Remember, Megan, when we had to sing Happy Birthday or Twinkle Little Stars
in front of the Young Americans? Yeah. Oh, that's something I miss as well, as Young Americans. That was really, really good when we did that.
Yeah, that was such a fun, like, few days that we did in school.
Third years and second years didn't get to do that, which I just realised now.
Oh, yeah, because they couldn't come over, if you think about it.
That's such a, like,
that's thing, like,
that they missed out on. Like, it was,
like, every year has done that, so, like...
Well, we've missed out on the musical as well. I feel like every year has had taken, like, I don't think any year has benefited from, like, obviously no one's benefited from COVID, but I think we've all taken just as much of an equal loss in this.
I feel like the third year's low-key benefited, because, like, they're going to get such a good TY, and they also missed their
That is true. They're getting their TY now. If you think, and also, like, the people who I feel most bad for is probably last year's sixth years and this year's sixth years.
Yeah, definitely.
Because they're missing out on, like, the sixth year experience.
Their graduation debs and all
and, like,
that.
Even the fact that, like, loads of them have, like, finished their school, like, since Easter or whatever, since they, like, could after they found out they could get predicted grades. Like, that's kind of, like, I know it's like good for some
celebration,
them,
like.
But it's just a bit, like, oh, the year kind of all ended differently.
Yeah, because not everyone's finishing on, like, the one day where, like, oh, the leaving cert's over, or they won't have their graduate... Will they have their graduation day?
I don't know.
It probably will be a lot different. They might get a Debs.
Maybe.
But, yeah.
I think they're planning one, but I don't know.
That's good, because Debs is, like,
the thing. I think Greystones as a community has done really well to kind of make our town more approachable for the summer, especially because they know that the whole community is going to be here. And that's not normal. Like, usually you'd have a very this would be a very quiet place. And in the past year, we've had so many new housing estates. So I think they've done very well in bringing a lot of cuisines to the area.
Oh, they have loads of food trucks and everything. And when the weather's nice, you just see everyone out. And I know, like, it's very crowded in Greystones now. Like, even on a sunny Saturday, like, you see everyone out. But it's so well for businesses now that can actually do, like, takeout. Because, like the new waffler that went in the harbour, like that's going to do well now. Because, like, it's right in the harbour. Everything that's in the harbour does well.
Mm-hmm. And it's like bringing more jobs.
The Tall Boy Toasty thing.
I really want to try that.
So do I. Same with, like, Bray. They've opened up a lot of, like, the food trucks now. There's one, the Dough Box one. Mm-hmm. It's going now. They have one up on Main Street or something. Or and then now they're having one on the seafront, I think.
That's brilliant.
But have you seen they put, like, circles around Spray Seafront, like social distancing circles.
Oh, really?
Oh. It was like loads of little circles, and I was like, how is like two people gonna fit in each of them? But knowing them, like, the circles aren't gonna do anything. Yeah. People are still gonna sit wherever. But like, we see good things going. So vaccines and all, like, most of our loads of parents now are like signing up for vaccines.
Yeah, both my parents are vaccinated now.
Oh, that's amazing.
Only my mum hasn't got the second one, because AstraZeneca takes so long.
They've only got their first one, but still, it's a start.
Yeah.
My parents are not vaccinated. so, yeah, they're kind of annoyed about that.
Yeah.
But they also, see, we could have gone over to England to get our vaccinations. You have to be a citizen in order to get it. So I say that's why we're taking longer. But I was like, researching it because I was interested to see when and if we were getting vaccinated, and everyone's like, oh yeah, obviously you are, but they don't even have a date for anyone between the age of 12 to 18. There's no date for them to get vaccinated.
We're gonna be last, or we might not even get it.
Yeah, I'd say by the time we get it, it will be done. But that was the bell, so I'd say we'll wrap it off there.
Bye. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi guys, welcome to the TY podcast, and today I'm here with Cahill, Ella and Sally, and Sally will be talking about someone called Mary Shelley.
So she's the author of Frankenstein, but she's just also like really cool. She also married Percy Shelley, who I kind of hate.
why'd you hate him?
Okay, well, it was just that, you know, she had a lot of miscarriages throughout her life, and he decided this was the perfect time to cheat on her. He married Mary Shelley, even though he knew she was in love with him, because he wanted to adopt someone else, and then had an affair with her sister.
Oh my god.
I'm just not a fan of him.
Not a great guy.
Either are.
What's a miscarriage?
It's when you, like, are pregnant.
Oh, and the baby dies.
The baby.
Yeah, it's very sad.
She had an awful lot, and then her son died at age 2.
Oh.
Her first son.
2 miscarriages.
Yeah.
Well,
like a late miscarriage.
Not really.
You could say all death is a late miscarriage then.
Mm-hmm. You could.
But you don't.
Like, it's fact.
Okay, anyway.
She had one son that lived like a normal life.
Oh, that's good.
His name was Percy, which was a bad name. She also was a feminist, which was pretty cool at the time. Percy was a vegetarian, which was cool at the time, but I still hate him.
What's that cool?
Or just like husband cool? Percy or son Percy?
Oh, husband Percy.
Well, she named her son after her
husband.
Annoying husband.
She was in love with him. When he died, he like died on a boat.
Oh.
And then they like identified him by his heart, which somehow had a poem of his wrapped around it. And she went to go find him with his mistress.
Oh.
Who she then had an affair with. And they started a business of making passports for trans people so that they could live their lives as the gender they wanted to be.
Wait, when was she born?
She was born in 1797.
Oh, she's old.
Yes, she is.
Probably dead.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she died 1851. But like, she invented sci-fi and like post-apocalyptic novels.
Wow.
She's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
She also lost her virginity on her mother's grave, which is just a cool story.
Is that cool?
I don't know. It's a story, all right.
What age was she?
She was, I think she was 15. Ooh. And he was 18.
She's making me look bad. I can't lie.
I mean.
And then they left for France with her stepsister and her husband.
Very nice.
And then that's they only returned because Percy's actual wife killed herself because she left with Percy.
She's not had a great life.
It's dark.
Yeah, this is quite dark.
Yeah, then they leave again because the dad is like, I don't want to be with you. Like, I don't want to see you ever again. And she meets Lord Byron, who's like pretty famous, apparently. I don't know who he is.
Yeah, I've never heard of him.
And he impregnates Claire. And then they go back. Because Mary's half-sister killed herself. I think.
Think so?
Yeah.
Hey, look, we got to wrap it up.
Yeah. Okay.
That was very interesting. Actually, really like Mary Shelley.
There's more to the story, though, isn't there?
Part two next season.
Yeah.
Part two next talk.
Yeah. Next week. Next week.
Yeah.